Scatman's Avenue.
Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware. They lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk, cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around. Make a sound, hunker down,
it's
Dumb People Town.
Hey, Townies, welcome to another episode of Dumb People Town.
Population you.
Population Ross.
Dave Ross.
Ross dressed for more.
Hello.
Ross dressed for more.
I am wearing a lot of clothes.
You've got a new album out. We'll talk about that later. Okay. We've got dumb stuff to get to.
We do.
Dave Ross. Yeah, let's address the dumb elephant in the dumb room.
Which there's a big dumb elephant in the room right now, and it keeps getting bigger.
It's a big legal battle.
It's dumb. It is. And we just feel like the world is getting dumber. People are
the elephant in the room is that the world just continues to get dumber, and there's this large elephant of dumbness.
Now obviously
we're not
saying that in general, okay, yeah, we've advanced technologically in many ways, and in many ways we have become a more open and accepting society in some areas. Mm-hmm. I think there is a large
Are you
portion...
talking specifically to Todd Glass right now?
Yes.
Okay, good. Okay.
No, but I think there's a large portion of this country that is, I think before there was an ignorance that pervaded the world, and now there's willful ignorance,
yeah,
which to us feels dumber.
I think that there are a lot of people that can go either way. I think this is about comedy a lot. You know, there's like comedians that most comics could look at a comedian that's incredibly hack, and we all generally agree that person is hack and sucks and
sure,
and mm-hmm, fuck that, you know?
Right.
But then people can also like your artful comedy and that hacky comedian.
Totally.
And I really do think that a lot of people just don't think about it. They like could be pulled in either direction, and so if the world is one way, they're pulled in that direction.
Yeah. True.
And so now we live in this world that is partially run by Donald Trump, and then people just go that way because, you know, they got kids and they're not thinking about it.
We got kids and we're thinking about it.
I think about it all the time. I wish I didn't think about it because it is getting dumber. The only way to fight
I'm
back,
not saying it's good.
No, I know.
It ain't. He's not supporting it.
So Dave thinks it's great.
No, Dave.
Yeah,
doesn't.
I think those people are good, yeah, and I like what they've done.
And I support everything they're in, on board with. Well, let's hear a dumb story that gets sent to us by our awesome friends. Yeah.
Let's do it.
Okay, sent in by EdMan88. At Brood, B-R-O-O-D.
Brood, bro.
Thanks, Ed, man. This was sent in a lot. Ed, man, 88, sending in first.
Great.
Mickey Polk, okay, is currently on the run from police.
What do you think about that? The two-syllable first, one-syllable last.
Mickey Polk?
Mickey Polk.
Mickey Polk.
Sounds like a Coen Brothers character.
Yeah.
Mickey Polk buried the body in the park.
It is.
Right?
It is like a
little Mickey Polk came by earlier today.
Yeah. P-U-L-K?
P-A-U-L-K.
Polk.
Polk.
Either Polk. Way, it's one letter off from okay with me.
Yeah?
Like, if you told me Polk was like really salted pork, I'd be like, yeah. Yeah.
Polk.
Well, we've been salting this polk for like the last 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
We hang it underneath.
Mm-hmm.
And we just
hang it underneath
it
the cellar.
It sounds like something you
story
have to make on
life.
The Great British Breaking
we
Show.
We hang
like,
it
what's
underneath.
A polk?
Polk is like haggis.
Dave's been
stuffed into a cupcake.
Somebody salted Dave for the last 3 years.
Yeah.
Mickey Polk is currently on the run from police, but that doesn't mean he isn't a responsible squirrel owner, he says.
Okay.
Okay, those words should not be used together.
There is no such thing as a
is
responsible
that the real
squirrel
story?
Owner.
Is
yes.
That,
yes.
This is how the story is written? That's
yes.
the beginning
that's
of the article.
That's the first sentence in the article.
Dan, I think this story should be about this writer.
100%.
That happens a lot in Dumb People
okay,
Town.
Okay, Dave, that happens a lot in Dumb People Town.
Okay.
Sometimes the dumb people are the people who do the crime. Sometimes the dumb people are the people who the crimes are committed against.
Right.
Sometimes the dumb people are the police.
Right.
Yes.
Sometimes the dumb people are the people covering.
But when you think about the desks around the journalism room, which is something I just created.
That's right. What you call it.
You,
yeah.
The person doing all of your crazy dumb news stories is not on par with who's ever handling the newest city council meeting.
Right.
No. Right?
They're like,
this is an entry level here, unless you're Will Greenlee, in which case you are the best.
They let you
is
do it, your yeah. thing.
Okay.
Wait, Dan, Polk also sounds like the noise you make as you're gagging.
Polk.
Yeah. Polk. Wait,
Tracy
he's a responsible,
He's a squirrel owner.
Right. He's currently on the run from police, but that doesn't mean that he isn't a responsible squirrel owner.
He says nothing to do with that.
Right. So there's nothing else to back that up.
According to Polk.
Give me more information first.
Quote, "My squirrel is babied beyond anything anyone can imagine." Like a baby? I can imagine a baby. Like a newborn baby? I bet they're pretty well babied.
I'm going to sit here and imagine how much that squirrel could be babied right now.
Yeah.
In a crib, swaddled up with a little pacifier in his
little diaper.
Tiny.
Feeding it
Gerbers with a tiny spoon.
I'm going to go with a big diaper.
a huge, big one.
Big, adorable diaper on this.
Have you wiped poop out of its squirrel vagina? Then I don't think you've babied this child.
Right. I don't even think that's how squirrels work.
Nope.
My squirrel is babied beyond anything anyone can imagine.
That is saying a lot.
It has a very good life, he told the Washington Post.
What's so crazy is that
the Washington Post listened.
We still, at this point in the article, have no clue what happened.
No.
They've given us all this info about him as a squirrel
owner.
Caretaker.
Dave, he is on the run from police, and he is a responsible. What more do you need to know?
You know what? You're right.
What else do you need? Jesus.
Also, I'm pretty sure, Dave, this is the writer. We'd like to talk to you about the crimes that you're on the run for. Happy to do so. Here's my deal. I will not address,
let me address the elephant in the room. I am a responsible squirrel owner.
Here's the first thing. I own a squirrel. You are crazy. Nope. That squirrel is
crazy.
I don't think you heard me.
I baby that thing in a way that you
and anyone else, no one, an entity that exists in this universe or ones beyond us, could ever imagine.
You have two children and you took care of them. You raised them by yourself.
You don't treat them as well as I.
Nowhere near the way I baby this. I treat the squirrel like it's a special needs squirrel.
Hulk,
that's how much I give love to the squirrel.
I treat the squirrel so much like a baby, it's bad for the squirrel.
Yes. It is bad for the squirrel. P.S. It is terrible for the squirrel. Squirrel's not going to be able to grow up on its own and get its own nuts.
I treat this squirrel so much like a baby, it's not vaccinated. Sir, you definitely know. Polk and his unusual pet have been in the spotlight since Monday when authorities in Limestone County accused him of keeping, quote, an attack squirrel in a cage and feeding it methamphetamine so that it would stay aggressive.
Nope.
Right.
Wow.
Now, if you know anything about me, that's probably not happening. Otherwise, I would never do this story.
Meth squirrel. Dan, he said he was babying it. I don't know why you have any doubts that he would be kept in a cage and being fed meth.
Because he's a baby. You're right. That's what you do with babies. They just don't have lids.
So what this guy's story is that he keeps a squirrel in a cage, feeds it meth, so it can attack things.
That's what the police say, damn it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And he wants everyone to know he is a responsible squirrel owner.
He doesn't give it meth.
Hey, do you know what I call an attack squirrel? A squirrel.
Yeah.
Because squirrels will attack you, period.
Yes. Yeah. Man, that was pretty
harsh. The story made national headlines. But Polk insists that he raised the squirrel as if it were his own child, bottle feeding it every few hours and keeping it warm with a heating pad when it was first born. Any allegations to the contrary are slander.
He just learned slander.
Slander is new to him and he is wielding it.
By the way, that's not slander.
No.
It's not.
Slander
is an accusation.
It's an accusation just based that you've said something, right?
Right.
I believe.
Slander is the type of person you are.
Libel. That's libel. Okay, sorry. Slander is about your behavior. Thank you. You're crushing it over here.
Dude,
thank you. I feel stupid now.
Someone's
sick of a meth squirrel on Jay for that comment right there.
He doubles down, guys. This is another quote from the article. He doesn't even like it when people smoke around his pet since squirrels have a delicate sense of smell.
Yeah.
But what's the story? Like, what's
Dave, you're asking too many questions.
What happened, Dave? You are asking questions
of a babied squirrel that we do not need to ask.
Quote, the squirrel is
I need to protect his delicate lungs. Give me that meth so I can shove that into his
anus. Don't smoke it around him because he smells. The squirrel is not on meth, he insisted. I honestly think that would actually kill it. Polk.
Definitely.
And the squirrel. Here we go. This
How many times has he been in a relationship and they said it's the squirrel or me? And
he was like, you don't even need to finish that sentence. You could have ended
it
squirrel. You could have ended it squirrel.
Pack your
baby bags,
lady. Pack your bags and don't light up in front of the squirrel.
Polk and the squirrel, who he named D's Nuts.
No.
Yes. Oh, my God.
With a Z, of course.
That's what my son's named.
No.
Because you baby him.
Because you baby him. That's why.
Have had a couple wild of days. Oh, I think we're about to unpack.
We're going to find out now.
Narcotics officers.
Should we take a break before we unpack it, or is there...
You know what? I don't want to know. I know enough now.
Now it's too much information.
Let's take a quick break.
And when we come back, Dave Ross, we're going to find out about what he's got a new album coming out. And then we're going to find out what the wild days of
D's Nuts. We will learn about D's Nuts.
And this guy, Polk. After this, it's Dumb People Town.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. We want to mention we are here with the great Dave Ross, our good friend, friend of the show. He's got a new comedy album that is out already.
It's out.
It can be found on, it's, first of all, give us the website that people can find it, and I'm going to tell you, you're going to attract a lot of people who don't know what your comedy is and are going to be very
surprised.
Maybe
Polk might hit this website.
Just explain the website.
I would love for Polk to buy my album. The website is... www.sex.guns.beer.
Sure, you won't be attracting anybody. Sex.guns.beer. Don't put all three of those things together except in a website where you're looking for Dave Ross's comedy album. That's the only place we'll allow those three things to happen.
That's actually the order of which you should experience them with time between each. Has the sex, then later on, if you want to shoot guns, fine. After you've done those things,
then have a beer. Don't drink first.
And the album
that's
is,
the order.
The album is called... The Only Man Who Has Ever Had Sex.
The Only Man Who Has
You Are. I am.
There you go.
So if you guys want to know what it's like, just
and
talk to me.
I've
after
told
the show.
You personally how much I love what I consider Instagram art that you do.
Oh, thank you,
and,
man.
And it has to take so long to
it
do
does.
That. It takes me at least 20, 30 minutes just to promo one show with one post.
Isn't it crazy how time consuming
it's
all
so
that is?
And then someone asks you what you did today, and you feel so ashamed to say you spent 3 hours trying to promote three shows.
Right.
And so I'm like, I just did some stuff. Because it does take way too long for us.
We'll follow him on Instagram and see the reap
great.
The rewards
stories,
of all of his
work. You made it art. You made
actually,
it
it's funny you say this because I didn't put it out with a CD or a tape.
Yeah.
Instead, I'm releasing it with a flip book that's based on the Instagram stories.
And it's amazing, too. I saw you flip through, I think, on one of your stories. I'm like, this is great.
Thanks, man.
Because it is true, too, as I just recorded my album, and there's nothing... Nothing goes along with it anymore.
Totally.
There's no,
it's too bad.
Like, there's no... I'm not going to sell CDs at the show.
Sleeve.
Like, because I wouldn't...
We do.
I know, people but you guys them. Got... You guys got
older
history.
Audiences.
No. Those people love that stuff.
Amy Miller came out with us and sold CDs, and she did great. But I mean, the point, your point is well taken. It is very cool that there's, you know, that stuff.
But you should be selling the flip books at shows and all
for
that
sure.
Stuff. You
absolutely.
I'm actually
they
getting
look
good, man. They look
I'm actually
good.
Getting tapes made specifically to sell in person because I think that is where people buy them.
I think people dig that because you can sign it and then it becomes that's like true. A bit of a
totally
of a collector's piece.
Cool.
So the new album, the only guy,
the only man
who has ever had sex. Fantastic.
Dave Ross, pick it up. Go to Amazon, iTunes, wherever you can get it. A special
or go
thing.
To sex.guns.beer.
There you go. Dot gov. Kidding.
And from 2 weeks ago, people should check out your Corden set.
Man,
so
thank you.
Good,
this
dude.
Is
all good, man. Hey, dude,
day.
We love having you here. And so
when you get that applause break in it and you're like, thanks. You know that feeling? Like you realize that, oh, it was that. That was my favorite moment.
Thanks,
man.
Dude, yeah, it's funny. I know that you guys have done a bunch of late night.
We have not done Corden.
No, it's such a warm room. It's great. He walks out and gives a speech about how they're a great audience and they need to pay attention because stand up is hard and so you need a lot of focus. And you walk out to them like being primed by him. And then I riffed up top and they kept it in the tape. It was great, man.
That is really cool. And it is fun. I feel like we've changed. We've gotten sort of, you know, since the old sets that we've done, we've just gotten better in understanding how to do it.
So I would like,
it's a skill.
Right,
I would love to see that.
So anyway, but all of that aside, I'm very excited about your new album, and I hope our fans check it out and pick it up.
Thank you.
Daniel Van Kirk's got some tour dates at
Go to danielvankirk.com.
Go see him.
Jacksonville, Chicago, and a whole bunch of dates
Florida,
around
Florida, East Coast, and the Midwest, and then we have a ton of dates on supersklars.com. And then, of course, we have the two big Dumb People Town dates.
We're doing Dumb People Town live at Largo. Get there. Pete Yorn, Andy Richter, and Kate
McCucci. I don't know if this drops before. That's on the 9th? September 9th.
Yep.
That's a Monday. If for some reason you missed that show, don't worry, New Yorkers and our New York friends. Michael Che is going to be on our show on Sunday, October 13th at the Bell House. We're going to try and sell that out. And then then book another show after that, which would be and great. Randy and I, the two nights before that, will be in Boston for the first time doing stand-up ever.
Laugh Boston, in it, first time we've ever done stand-up?
No,
the
in
first
Boston. Time
in Boston we've done stand-up. And then the night before that, on Thursday night, we're going to be in D.C. We added a D.C. at the Comedy Loft. Have you ever performed at the Comedy Loft?
I haven't yet. I hear it's great, though.
I hear it's great, too. So we'll be there on that Thursday night on the
my children might come with me. My family
10th on Thursday, and then 11th and 12th in Boston, and then New York. We kind of make a little East Coast swing. Go to supersclars.com. We'll get y'all set.
All right, let's find out about this damn squirrel.
So the man's on the run.
Right. Him and D's nuts have had a wild couple of days.
Who's nuts?
Narcotics officers from the Limestone County Sheriff's Office were tipped off about the squirrel during a drug investigation and showed up with a search warrant on Monday. They already got the warrant. They know what's going on.
We need the squirrel.
I love it.
Mickey.
They just have a very big jacket to put it in.
Mickey, who you guys keep calling Polk. I want to rep that first
Mickey
name,
Polk.
Which is weird in its own way, too.
Mickey Polk.
Mickey Polk wasn't there, but another man who was present was arrested.
Uh-huh.
Welcome to the South, man, one neighbor told WAAY. We got squirrels on meth. I think that is how this story ran. One person said, "We got squirrels on meth," and then everybody said,
"What was that rap song? Welcome to Miami, where the players play."
I don't know.
Wasn't that a song?
Wasn't
that
Benito Amiami?
Welcome to
the jungle.
The
only welcome to I know is the jungle.
I know. Welcome to
the South, where the squirrels on meth.
Welcome to New York.
Now I remember.
Welcome to the South, where the squirrels on meth.
In fact, the Daily...
My wife is my cousin, and her name is Beth.
There you go. Beth, I see you doing meth.
No. Okay.
In fact, the Daily reported, it was impossible to confirm the animal's alleged meth use. Officers didn't find any drugs in his cage, and there was no way to safely test the squirrel for meth, which means someone had a conversation.
Exactly. But the squirrel was missing three teeth and trying to chew through its cheek.
The squirrel was
the cage was very clean.
Pacing back and forth at Walmart.
But because it's illegal to keep a squirrel as a pet in Alabama, they couldn't just leave him there. Since the creature seemed healthy and wasn't emaciated, police released him into the wooded area nearby. Mm. So they're just letting him go.
Yeah.
They don't even know how baby this guy is.
What?
Quote,
he'll never make it out in the woods.
The squirrel could be seen at the corner of the forest just asking other animals, yo, you got some acorns?
Mm-hmm.
Yo.
Mm-hmm.
Yo,
what
help
came
me out
to
with
pass
hook a brother up
to make the state of Alabama outlaw owning a squirrel? Like, what happened?
Right.
Okay, so what came to pass to have them outlaw owning a squirrel and then approve
owning a gun?
Ban squirrels and abortions.
Right, they draw the line at squirrels.
Yeah.
We're going to protect our squirrels more than we protect the moms.
Oh, right, here we go. He goes, Mickey Polk said, the charges that are on me, which also makes it sound way more dramatic,
on me,
are just as bogus as the squirrel doing meth. This reporter wants to get back to the case.
That's right.
That's all he cares about. Once he learned that police released the squirrel outdoors, Mickey Polk went back to try and find his twitchy companion. That's your invocation.
Twitchy
That's
companion
rude.
Is really, maybe, yep. Baby, come back!
He had never adopted... Cue music. He had never planned on adopting a squirrel in the first place, but about a year ago,
any kind of squirrel would do.
While he was working for a company cutting trees, the baby fell out of a branch. Mickey Polk, whose previous pets include a raccoon and a tarantula,
I'm going to tell you right now,
took the small creature home.
This is the plot of the first Chipmunks movie. I'm telling you,
what are you talking about? This is the prequel that we bought a zoo.
So
my tarantula is not on acid.
That's his first name. Mickey Polk on a blind date at a TGI Fridays. So I got some pets.
The raccoon is addicted to Lunchables, but we are working
that
on
one,
his diet.
The raccoon, I do give drugs. I give drugs to the raccoon.
Well, look, I can't give the drugs away from the raccoon.
He
the raccoon's
Adderall.
On Oxy.
He's got thumbs.
Look, but his eyes look like, you know, sunken in with like black circles around him anyway. So it's like, who cares?
Yeah, right. Screw it.
He's had a raccoon, he's had a tarantula. I'm going to say never had a lasting relationship.
Or custody of his kids.
Or a steady job.
For the next 6 weeks, he woke up every 2 hours to feed him formula and make sure that the heating pad was working. Trust the heating pad.
Yeah, it's a heating pad.
By the way, heating pads don't go out every hour and a half.
Right.
What's so funny about that is that maybe the squirrel's not on meth, but Mickey is...
definitely on meth.
Yes. You're right. You think I would share, I mean give my meth to my squirrel?
He's up every 2 hours.
Yeah, man.
Meaning
you're giving formula to a squirrel? You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
And someone else
that's the most meth thing you can taking in a squirrel, then feeding it formula, then like, making it your own is like a definition of being
that
on
meth. Is the best day ever in a meth. You know, and then induced person on
there's somebody else in the house.
Calendar.
He had a roommate who's like, "Come on, dude, again with this squirrel. Just can we turn the lights off?"
No, he likes it. He likes it.
My baby.
He likes it.
Mr. White,
you stay away from my baby.
Mr. White, I'm trying to save the squirrel, Mr. White.
Jesse.
For the next 6 weeks, he woke up every 2 hours, feed him formula, make sure the heating pad was working, get a new heating pad. Eventually, he trained the junior squirrel. I don't know if that means he's got some sort of grading system.
This writer is garbage.
Guys,
I hate this writer.
He's in a different stratosphere. Yeah. He's a junior squirrel.
He's got 2 more years of eligibility and then becomes a senior squirrel.
He trained the junior squirrel to use a litter box, sleep in a hammock, and eat potato chips and caramel M&Ms.
By the way,
that's a great life.
I would say
I want to be this guy's squirrel.
He didn't teach the animal. He caramel in him. He put it in front of it, and the animal ate it.
You know what they say? If you give a squirrel some caramel,
right? He's yours forever.
But if you teach him,
how to find the caramel. I would have given him peanut M&Ms. Caramel M&Ms. Have you tried to eat the caramel M&Ms?
Randy, he's a baby. He might have a peanut allergy.
I will go peanut M&Ms on the M&Ms. That's it. Other than that, I'm a Reese's Pieces guy, and I
Reese's Pieces.
Yes.
Okay.
That's it.
Come on, Reese's.
Use a litter box, sleep in a hammock. You know he made the hammock. That took all night. He made it out of like one of those medicine, like a hospital masks.
No, he made a hammock.
Oh, that's adorable. That's adorable.
Or like a bat, a lemon bag.
He ripped it off a SARS woman, a woman who's afraid of SARS.
You don't need this.
He bought a bag of lemons and cut it in half.
When the animal started having seizures, Pauk took him to... to a veterinarian.
Because they're not supposed to eat caramel M&Ms.
Look at this.
And meth.
He took him to a veterinarian over the state line in Tennessee because I guess they get it there.
Yeah, exactly. Look, right? but so now my squirrel's on Depakote.
So he's like, look, this I got to drive. I don't understand these laws. They're oppressing us. They're taking away our option of choice. I have to drive across state lines
He's out there protesting with the pro-choice people. And they're like, can you go down a little bit?
Yeah. My squirrel, my choice.
Yeah, that's right. He wants a single pair option for a squirrel.
D's Nuts was diagnosed with a calcium deficiency and they told Paul to cut back on nuts and seeds. That's probably where the caramel starts sliding in. And give the squirrel more squash and avocados. Didn't know squirrels liked avocados.
No, they do.
Everyone involved in this story is a psychopath.
That's right.
How about
who's
some avocados?
Give your squirrel avocado.
Right.
No.
Right.
No.
The vet should have said, why don't you leave him with us and we'll take care of him. Come back in a week. And then as soon as the guy drives away, go release it in the woods.
So he's away from the house when... The squirrel gets, D's Nuts gets released into the woods and his buddy gets arrested and the cops have the warrant, right? Paul told the Washington Post that there was no, and you know, around the Washington Post, they're like, thank God. They all wanted to do this story.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anything to like take a break.
Yes.
They probably bid on it.
Yes.
Paul told the Post that there was no question he had to go back for D's Nuts. Return to.
Who's Nuts?
He's like Which Jack nut? In the island. We got to go back for D's Nuts. Returning to the
Don't leave a map to the Dutch people.
Returning to the scene of the drug raid, he heard a screaming sound coming from a tree about 50 to 60 feet away. It was his pet.
No.
Once he saw it was me, he came down, he jumped on my arm, and we got in the car and left.
Oh, my God. I'm going to tell you right now.
This is how addicted to meth that squirrel.
I think maybe the craziest part of this story to me is that Mickey owns a car.
I know.
Dave, I should tell you now, I specifically cultivated this story for you.
Yeah, okay.
I appreciate it.
Wait, so he's going to have sex with the squirrel.
Absolutely.
No. Yes. That's the next step.
And the craziest thing is that it's consensual.
Yeah, that's right. That's true.
I babied it.
But have you ever tried to have meth out sex with a squirrel?
I babied that squirrel.
Oh, it's unmatched.
I raised it.
Another level.
Lay on your side so you don't throw up. On Tuesday night, while still on the lam, Mickey Paulk logged on to Facebook to defend himself in a live streamed video.
Oh,
that's who's doing
that's just smart because you can't track where you are.
Mickey's on meth, everybody.
He declared the charges against him to be bogus. Uh-huh. And while his pet could be mean and had bitten a few people, he was no attack squirrel. People. You just described an attack squirrel. Mean and bites people.
Bit a few people. Just because he's attacked a few people doesn't mean he's an attack squirrel.
No. He did not stop there. Mickey Polk then called into a local country radio station.
No.
Jesus. And assured listeners, because you know the general public wants to know,
dude. I just want to assure listeners.
I know everyone's very worried about these nuts.
Well, I'm proud to be an American.
I'm going to tell you one more time, buddy. You say that squirrel's name again, I'm going to have to dump you. So you can't keep saying. You just say DZ.
DZ. DN.
The squirrel, he assured listeners that the squirrel was just fine. Quote, he's in his hammock right now munching on a piece of celery.
Nope.
Again, not what the veterinarian told you to give him.
He's in his hammock is not a squirrel being fine.
That's what your mom, your retired parents say about one or the other when you're on the phone.
I just need the people of Limestone County to know that D's Nuts is in his hammock.
Sir, I'm gonna dump you
right now. So y'all can stop worrying.
I call it his banana hammock.
No,
all right, sir, you cannot say that. Dan, I don't want to gloss over Dan's brilliant comment. Right. Is he's in his hammock and he doesn't want to talk right now is what your retired parents say
about the other one
when you call him on the phone.
Right. Yeah. Mickey Polk plans to turn himself in once he has his legal representation sorted out.
I cannot wait to
see. He wants custody.
Gloria Allred, if you are out there, this case is for you.
Yes. He told
to be clear, the way that this started is not Mickey, but Mickey's roommate got arrested for selling meth.
In the house. They had a search warrant for the house.
And they found the squirrel and let it go.
Yes.
He went out in the woods and got it back.
Mickey now both wants the squirrel back and wants the people of Limestone County to know that he's not some sort of weirdo.
Right. He wants the police to know, let me get my orders together, back off,
got it.
I'll come on in.
Dave, he wants his son back.
I understand.
He wants his baby back, baby back, baby back. He wants his baby back, baby back, baby back. D's Nuts, baby back squirrel.
I'm glad you didn't quit. Mickey Polk plans to turn himself in once he has legal representation sorted out. He told the Post, that's who we're still talking
Washington
to, that he was, quote, far enough away that it would cost them some gas to come get me. Does he think cops pay for their own gas?
Yeah.
Yeah, he does. Like, oh, I mean, I got a half a tank. I'm not going to get this guy. Yep.
Come get me, taxpayers.
And that he had just dropped off the creature with a, quote, a licensed person who deals with squirrels and whatnot.
Nope.
No idea what the whatnot is.
There is no...
I deal with squirrels and whatnot. That's all you need to know.
Licensed person?
Licensed person.
Well,
Animal Protective Services.
I do miss him, he said. I usually let him sleep somewhere near my bed. I do miss him hard.
Oh, wow, Mickey. Yes.
Told you he was trying to have sex with him.
I feel for Mickey,
told
man.
You.
Oh, man. I know.
He missed his companion.
I agree.
Is that it?
You know, you need a roommate.
That is a great, great, great. This may be one of the best minis we've ever done.
Oh,
holy.
The Ballad of Mickey Polk.
Jesus. Dave Ross, the album is called, once again, The Only Man Who's Ever Had Sex. And you are. Next to Mickey Polk.
You.
I mean, we're not talking about man squirrel sex because of Mickey Polk.
That's never insinuated. You're going to hear from his ass. You keep invoking that sort of slander.
Guess whose ass got heard from?
Stop.
He's nuts. He's going to be at a NAMS. He's going to be in a NAMSA. NAMS?
NAMSLA?
NAMSLA?
NAMSLA.
Oh, NAMSLA.
Men Squirrel Love.
Yeah.
NAMSLA.
National Association of Man Squirrel
Love. He's going to call into a radio station and denounce all the shit you've put on him right now.
Go ahead. Call into the
Go on a live Facebook stream.
Oh, my God. What a great story. I love it so much. Dave Ross, thank you for being here.
And thanks for having me.
Oh, shit. We got to get back to work.
All right. Dum, 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 dum. Dum, 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 dum. Stick around, make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town. Star Bands Audio, a podcast network.